Among the many Republican senators eyeing a possible campaign for the White House in 2008 is George Allen of Virginia. But before Allen can think about the Oval Office, he has a Senate re-election campaign to contend with. And two Democrats hope to keep him from winning. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
This is the choice facing Virginia Democrats in next Tuesday's primary. A well-known candidate with what some consider suspect credentials as a Democrat, and a candidate whose credentials are impeccable but who few would recognize. The well-known candidate is James Webb. He's been a best-selling author and a journalist. A decorated Vietnam War veteran, he is perhaps the only Senate candidate this year with both a Navy Cross and an Emmy. He was also Secretary of the Navy in the Reagan administration, a Republican who supported Allen in his successful campaign in 2000 against then-incumbent Senator Chuck Robb, a Democrat. Speaking to a group of Democrats the other night in Lynchburg, Webb said he's sorry for that.
I've said this publicly. The United States Senate would have been a hell of a lot better place over the past 5 years if Chuck Robb had been in there.
Webb supports abortion rights and civil rights for gays. He is also a firm backer of the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, which is not a bad thing for a Democrat in Virginia. Webb hikes the campaign trail in combat boots. They are, he says, to honor his son, a Marine who faces deployment to Iraq this fall. Webb opposed the decision to go to war in Iraq, a position that is the cornerstone of his campaign. I asked him why, after his many successful careers, he's running for the Senate.
I don't need to be in the Senate in order to feel fulfilled. You know, I've had a really blessed life, but I care about the issues, and I have a different set of eyes from most people in the political process, and if people would like to see me, you know, put that set of eyes on the problems, I'm happy to do so. And if they decide that I'm not what they want, I'm comfortable with that.
And many Democrats seem comfortable with Webb, despite his past associations with the GOP. John Lawrence is chairman of the Lynchburg Democratic Committee. He says Democrats he's talked to do have some concerns, but
I think a lot of people need to get over it. He is running as a Democrat. He is espousing Democratic ideals. And, you know, I think it's good that we can change.
Despite some reservations, Lynchburg resident Bill Johnson likes Webb for pragmatic reasons. He believes he's the best Democrat to beat George Allen this fall.
I do have some questions about the Second Amendment. I'm not quite as pro-Second Amendment, but I realize where I'm at. I'm pretty favorable towards Mr. Webb because I think his chances are better.
So do top national Democrats, including Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid and Senator Charles Schumer, head of the Democrats' Senate Campaign Committee, who've taken the unusual step of endorsing Webb in the primary. On the opposite side of the state, in the northern Virginia suburb of Arlington, Harris Miller is greeting supporters at a fundraiser.
How you doing? Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. Where'd you get that wonderful tan? I'm very jealous.
The event is called Women for Miller. The headliner is former NARAL president Kate Michaelman, who calls the 100 or so women in attendance to action.
Make sure that every single person knows the difference between Harris Miller and Jim Webb. Harris Miller has always stood for the things we care about, starting always.
Miller has been a longtime activist in Virginia politics. He calls himself a Mark Warner Democrat after the popular former governor. He headed a high-tech trade association. Miller says he is the true Democrat in the race.
I'm a lifelong Democrat. I've devoted my life to supporting the fundamental values of the Democratic Party. My primary opponent's a lifelong Republican who recently joined the Democratic Party. I always welcome new people, but he not only was a Republican, but he actively supported George Allen.
Miller makes the same point in a TV ad he's running in the state.
Jim Webb, Reagan official, supported George Bush, campaigned for George Allen. Harris Miller, the Democrat we can count on.
Whichever Democrat wins Tuesday's primary will face a formidable and confident opponent in George Allen.
My opponents, both of them, have had successful careers doing various things, but it really wasn't in touch with all the people of Virginia. They're going to places that I've been to dozens of times, know the people, know the sentiments, and they're going there for the first time in their lives.
And Allen has more than $7 million in the bank, far more than Miller and Webb combined. Brian Naylor, NPR News.